Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. He's Bible teacher and author of the best-selling MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. Well, carefully search your Bible, and you'll discover the devil has many names. Scripture calls him the adversary, the serpent, the dragon, the father of lies, the deceiver, and, of course, the name Satan. But perhaps the most upsetting title for the devil is the accuser, and here's why. Revelation 12 says he's the accuser of the brethren, Christians. That's you and me. And he accuses us day and night before God. Now, John, it seemed like the devil knows a lot about our sins. So the thought of a crafty, intelligent being relentlessly accusing us before God is troubling. What hope do we have against his accusations?
Well, the wonderful answer to that question comes in Romans chapter 8, where the Apostle Paul says, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus." That's it. Later on in that 8th chapter, Paul poses the rhetorical question, "Who is he that condemns?" With an answer, not Christ, who justified us, and certainly not God, whose justice was satisfied by the atoning sacrifice of Christ. Satan is the accuser of the brethren. You can see a picture of that, a demonstration of it in the book of Job, where he went before God and tried to discredit Job, and God actually set him loose on Job, and he could not condemn Job. He could not break Job's faith. In the end, Job only had a clearer view of God and a stronger faith. Nothing can condemn us, not even Satan, but he relentlessly keeps the effort up. We will never be condemned. That's a promise.
Thanks for listening today. If you'd like more in-depth teaching from the book of Revelation, visit MacArthurCommentaries.com.